Episode 1675, More Than Just Enough.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It's a brand new day. It is Mindset Monday. Guess what? You are more than just enough. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, who are you trying so hard to be? Playing copycat with others who are more successful than you? Am I enough? You are more than just enough. Every day, our repeated vocabulary justifies what we are capable of. These words, which seem harmless at first, drive wedges between our beliefs, our dreams, and our reality. Now, it's very tempting for justifications to occur on Monday, right? You probably got up going, oh, yeah, it's Monday. Mm-hmm. You already wish today wasn't that day, but here you are, just another Monday. There you go, just appears. How can that lead to anything positive? The word just gestures to our psyche that we are barely whatever it is we are agreeing with or stating to a friend or even whispering to ourselves, right? Maybe you've said, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. I'm just a wife. I'm just a cook. I'm just a physician. I'm just a lawyer. I'm just whatever, fill in the blank. What are you just? I'm sure you've used it. You may have already used it two or three times today. Whether it be to yourself or to a friend or to your spouse. You might as well say, I'm barely a stay-at-home mom. I'm barely a wife. I'm barely a cook. I'm barely an attorney. So you know you are a mom, right? There is no barely a mom. Either you are or you aren't. There's no in-between. Maybe you feel like you're in-between, but that doesn't make you a mom and it doesn't make you not a mom. How's that for great grammar on Mindset Monday? Let's look at only. Only speaks that there is nothing more than what you have. It's a what you see is what you get attitude. I'm only a seamstress. I'm only a mom. I'm only a piano player. I'm only a soccer mom. I'm only a mom of three. What are you only? What have you said? How does just or only serve you? All of this stifles any chance of you living out your God-designed divine dreams. God created you on purpose for a purpose. So this word just and this word only, is it getting you to your purpose? No. Now, some would argue that God is bigger than any of your beliefs. Yes, he is. It doesn't matter what words you use or what thoughts you have. God's bigger than any words or thoughts. However, you must remember that God gave you free will, which means you have a choice. If you choose to stick with just or only, yes, God can prove otherwise. He can work around any word or any thought. However, you still have to make the choice to accept what he is proving to you. Words have power. Words set the boundaries of your beliefs. Words strung together create your thoughts, which in turn helps to formulate your beliefs. It's the stepping stones to your expectations and perceptions, the lenses to your world. It's how you see things. When you add the just or when you add the only, you limit your possibilities. Why put limitations on yourself? Why put limitations on God? It's time to get out of the gutter of just. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Get out of the gutter of just. When you use just or only, you are minimizing God. Did he say, I just created you? I just created Sue. I just created Christy. I just created Pam. I just created just. Really? No. You weren't a mistake, an oops, or, oh, well, I really wasn't thinking about this today, but yeah, I had some spare time, so I just. God doesn't work that way. Are you serious? God is bigger than your just or only. You are stronger than just or only. You know those gutters on your house that keeps water away from the house? You know, we all have them. Most of us do. Maybe you remember them because you've had to clean them recently. I've been up there about 2 weeks ago cleaning the gutters. Oh, yes. They're very high. I've just got to tell you. And they're very dirty. Well, of course, the gutters are there for a reason, right? But when you add in debris, like leaves, acorns, even some dust from what comes in the air, and it all begins to settle in and you don't clean it out, what happens? Your gutters don't work as well. And when it rains hard, water overflows the gutters to the areas of the house where you don't want it to go, like windows. Have you ever found water on the inside of your windows and you're like, I've never seen this before? Or maybe from your fireplace, for some reason, it got in there and some debris, even in the fireplace, even though it doesn't necessarily have a gutter, and it comes down and it ends up in your house and you're seeing remnants of water. Maybe your garage doors. You're walking to your car and all of a sudden you're like, where did this water come from? This usually doesn't happen. Look up. Look in your gutters. It also can fall right to your foundation. Instead of going where it needs to be out and away from the house, it just spills over, comes directly in, and seeps down. And that's not where you want water to go, right? Because water can really be destructive to a foundation. This is exactly what happens when you use just or only. It clutters your mind and clogs your beliefs. Get out of the gutter of just. We usually use just or only because of past mistakes or experiences that we've fallen short, meaning that we're not enough. You probably experienced that a few times. Maybe you burnt some chicken. I've burnt a few chickens. Yes, I burnt one that I can vividly remember, but you know what? I burnt it and I got a job because I burnt it. It was awesome. I know that's for another episode, but we all make mistakes. But if I judged myself on burnt chicken and however many times I've burnt my chicken, then I might say I'm just a cook. But my children wouldn't say that. My husband definitely wouldn't say that. They're like, you're an amazing cook. I don't know how you make food taste so good, but it's awesome. It tastes good, and I feel your love when it comes through. Now, I think they just want me to keep cooking for them, so they add that extra, we feel your love, Mom. But it makes me smile, right? Anything like that makes you smile. But when we begin to judge ourselves and justify if we're enough or not, the just, the only, is because of what? Mistakes, experiences, things we did or did not do right, whatever it may be, good, bad, or ugly. So we've got to figure out how to get out of the gutter of just. Number one, serve with forgiveness. Don't minimize what you do, what you can do. You're gonna make mistakes. I probably have made a few already, even just in recording this episode for you. Learn from your mistakes and celebrate your successes. Serve with forgiveness. Why? When you do that, what do you think it does to the word just and only? It nullifies it. Because you're like, well, I don't just have to be that. I don't just become a cook. I'm not just a cook. I'm a really good cook. I just made a mistake and burnt some chicken because I was talking to my neighbor about a job possibility, which I got, which was awesome because I was young and I needed a different path. And out of all of that came burnt chicken. Well, I'm not just a cook, right? So serve with forgiveness. Number two, walk in gratitude. No matter what comes your way, be thankful. In the deepest depths of hurt and pain, of sorrow, trials and tribulations, you can still find sprinkles of hope. And when you find those sprinkles of hope, you can walk in gratitude. Most of us think that we can only be grateful for the good. No. We could be grateful for even the bad that comes along. Now, that doesn't mean that we're saying the bad was great. No. When bad things happen, we hurt. When we lose a loved one, we hurt. There's sorrow. We grieve. But that doesn't mean that we cannot walk in gratitude of saying we were honored to have known this person, to have walked with this person, whatever it is with your journey in this person, a loved one, a close friend. It may be that you didn't get that promotion that you wanted. You can still walk in gratitude. Why? Because maybe something better is going to come of it. You don't know yet. But you can be grateful that you still have a job, which allows you to pay bills. Now, initially, you're like, yeah, but I didn't get. Yes. But be careful about how you frame it. The just and the only. Serve with forgiveness. Walk in gratitude. And number three, smile with love. Look in the mirror and smile. You are absolutely talented. You have gifts that no one else can give. It's your touch that will change the world who knows you. God did not make a copy of you. If you're a twin, you can even be an identical twin, and you are still not a copy. You are your own. There's only one of you. Look in the mirror. Smile. It sends waves of what? Goodness to your heart. Greatness to your beliefs. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You want to be on that journey that God has destined you for? You got to get out of the gutter of just. You can't bury yourself in all the debris. It's time to clear it all out. Declutter your mind. Unclog your beliefs that you're just something. I want to challenge you today. Listen to what you say, the words you use. Are you using words that justify that you are just or you are only, that you're barely something, or what you see is what you get attitude? If those are the context of your sentences and what they mean, you need to begin to change those words. Listen to yourself. Why? Because we speak with words of habits. Our words, our vocabulary, are very habitual. I can remember growing up, and like was very much a kind of catchy, ooh, let's use like and like and like. And you may hear it now too. You can go to different cultures and they'll have different slangs. I know living in Hawaii, they'll use a different terminology. When I'm talking that, I find myself going, whoa, I said that. That means that. That's not really good for my psyche. What am I doing? Think about what you're saying in the context of how it resonates, not only with you, your subconscious, and also what? Your heart. You are more than just enough. If you're questioning that, if you're wondering, I don't know, I've been down some hard roads, Christiane. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I know there's more than just, but I don't know that I can get there. And I know I can't get there alone. If you're questioning that today, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I don't want you to be afraid, and I definitely don't want you to walk alone. You are enough. God created you, what? On purpose. For a purpose. And yeah, maybe you've been in a roller coaster lately. but I promise God will see you through. This is my hand to you. Click on the link and that will begin our conversation. Maybe you've been living in the gutter way too long. I know I did for many, many, many years. It was a way of talking myself down. Sometimes it was a way of talking myself out of things because I'm a really, really big dreamer. And to a degree, that can be a positive thing, right? It can be a positive effect of me talking myself away from something that's bigger than what I really was in the position to attain. However, it also did what? It made me not even go for it, which may have opened different doors, different opportunities. My only suppressed my opportunities. My justified nothing. What are you doing in your life? The words that you're using, are you living in that gutter? Well, it's time to get out and it's time to be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.